Civic Just Media okay. Radio Network.
Just relax.
John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn.
Bring this back up, Jacob, for a second. Come on. We were just talking about Michael McDonald a couple of days ago on our morning show on WMDX. John and Gordy here in for Maggie Dawn.
Our producer played this as a surprise cut, and we both looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because Michael McDonald is like, you know, a joke.
Well, he's very popular.
When he was very popular with the Doobie Brothers,
yes,
he killed the Doobie Brothers. He killed every song that he appeared on. He was the worst singer ever.
He has a very unique styling and a very unique voice. Women love him. You know.
Well,
you know
I don't think so. No,
you don't think so.
I think that's a rumor.
Okay.
I think somebody started. He started it.
But he's still with the Doobie Brothers. I mean, he went away, and then Tom Johnston came back, and then now they're all just one big happy Doobie Brother
family.
And it
wasn't just us thinking this either, because Second City TV, they had a feature where Michael McDonald would appear in the background singing with Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, right?
Yes.
and he would go to one studio after the next singing background for every other group in the world.
Different bands that were in the different studios.
Oh, we got so tired of Michael McDonald.
That was a funny SCTV bit. No,
we're just going to have to remove that cut.
Okay.
That slipped through.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
It's John and Gordy, as I mentioned before, in for Maggie Dawn. Yeah. She'll be back tomorrow. If you'd like to chime in with anything, our number remains the same, 855-752-4842.
All right, we're going to get to the old radio wars in Milwaukee. Now, I grew up in Milwaukee, and I was there for my first 30 years, and I know Milwaukee like the back of my hand. Yeah. My first on-air radio job was at WAUK.
Oh,
yeah.
One of the Isn't civic media stations.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Crazy.
Yeah. What goes around comes around.
We had radio wars from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Sure.
Milwaukee radio fought with Chicago radio back and forth, back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I have two songs I'm going to play here just briefly.
Okay.
We'll just play sections of it. But this is Jonathan Brandmeier. He's a radio announcer in Chicago for many years.
Yeah, but you know, he grew up in Fond du Lac.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
So that's part of the reason why he was able to do this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I think he went from Fond du Lac out to, he was in Rockford for a while, and then he went to Arizona, Phoenix, I believe, and then he got the gig in Chicago. Okay. He was at the Loop for many years.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, I got to hand it to him. He did a really good polka song.
Oh, yeah. this is great.
So, Hater Milwaukee is the song from Jonathan Brandmeier. Let's listen to the first volley.
Okay.
This war between Milwaukee and Chicago. Listen.
Here's Brandmeier.
Okay. Let's cut 110.
Okay. We have that.
Yeah, hey.
Oh.
All right. There you go. That's enough. That's enough of that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
It sounds like a war song from Kosovo, the amount of hatred I hear coming back and forth in that way.
It probably eventually was one. So, you know, we thought, we're proud to be from Wisconsin. We're proud to be from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So another song came out saying, I'm a Milwaukeean. And this is, I don't know who does it.
Okay.
But it's a fantastic song, cut 109. This is the answer to Jonathan Brandmeier's insulting song. Listen.
Okay.
Ha
Okay.
Ain't it, don't you know?
That's it. Hey to hey.
All right. All right.
I'm a Milwaukee.
That's the answer, and we won that war.
Yeah, really?
I mean, it's a great song, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It says it all. Oh, yeah, the rest of the verses are fantastic, too.
Original composition. All right,
Yeah. Well. So here we have, you know, I'm reading the Milwaukee Journal yesterday, and I came across an article, and it is an article about a bunch of Chicagoans.
Yeah.
See, they're still trying to work their way through losing the battle with Milwaukee.
Mm.
And these Chicagoans, it's called the Chicago Scream Club. And what they do is they go down to the lake. Well, here, let's just
play
this
cut. We only got a minute left.
Oh, well, let's play most of this cut.
Okay.
Cut 118.
All right.
That's an idea right there. Okay, let's fade it here.
It's Scream by the Lake.
That's right.
Okay.
It's Scream by the Lake. So that's they're still doing it.
Are they?
They do it every Sunday. No, yep. They go down to the lake and scream.
What? No.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
So they're still screaming about it.
I had no
they're
idea
angry.
At all.
They lost this battle with Milwaukee.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us with John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.